unique privilege that we have during these hours to have the heart of St. John Vianney, the incorrupted. He's died over 150 years ago. But the miraculous work of God in St. John Vianney's life is something that is offered to each one of us. We're not called to become St. John Vianney. We're called to become our own saint. Yes, we learn from the saints how to model our lives and what are some of the road paths, what are some of the ways in which we can grow in holiness that someone has done before. And so St. John Vianney gives us a roadmap, especially for priests, on how it's done. But if I do it, and we do it, and follow the way that is Jesus Christ himself, we're going to end up not becoming St. John Vianney, but St. Austin Vetter, or St. whatever our names are. That's the real challenge. God has a St. John Vianney. He's asking each of us to become saints. And none of us are identical. We're unique, each one created in God's image and likeness, but utterly unique, never repeated. And that's why each of us are called to be a saint, because no one else can be the saint that I can be. No one else. No one else can become St. John Vianney, no matter how much we imitate him, and we should imitate his life, learn from him how he was able to grow in holiness by responding to God's grace, but then doing it ourselves. Doing it ourselves with the communion of saints, interceding for us, cheering us on, giving us those examples, the way, and then it's ours. It's our turn. It's our turn to become the St. John Viennese for our time.